Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I want to touch on a point that was shared with my guest last week, Jacob Gwitty. And his final point, you know, when I break it down, was about long-term planning. And I'm all about long-term planning. My mom had a massive stroke. I was in my 30s. She was 62. And for 11 years, out of pocket, my mom and dad had to pay for care for her. So as soon as I could sign up for a long-term care policy for myself and my husband, I did so because I did not want to be hit with that. And we often don't think of these kinds of things until we're much further down the road. And fortunately for me, since I was the primary person who registered, my husband's 9 years older, but we were able to get it at a somewhat reasonable price. And the price hasn't changed. The benefits increase, but your price is pretty steady on that. And I say that because we have to think ahead. Living in the moment is perfect and it's good, but also planning is good. And I am a planner, and you can ask any of my friends if we have a plan and somebody doesn't show up, doesn't bring what they're supposed to bring, last minute brings three more people. It takes me a minute to take a breath and like, find another solution. Like, where am I going to come up with another chair at Thanksgiving? Yes, that happened. 4 extra people showed up and I already had 25. So I had a house full. I can make it happen, but it takes a beat, right? I have to think about it for half a second and then I'm like, okay, I can solve this. So in many aspects of my life, I am quite a planner. I'm not a completely rigid probably, but I am a planner. As an entrepreneur, we need to plan too, and we don't always. I often hear about planning to build your business to sell it, and many entrepreneurs want to do that. Many coaches, speakers, authors, they're setting up something that can go further and be sold and be a long-term ongoing concern, which is super cool. I haven't decided I want to do that just yet. We'll find out. You know, time will tell. But I have 3 things that I want to hit on today. The first one is to build the business you want to own in 10 years. If you look at what you're doing right now, and you've just created another 9-to-5 job where you work 60 hours a week instead of 40, and you feel all the same stress and pressure you did in your previous career before you became an entrepreneur, is that what you really want? Am I building a business that serves me, or am I just creating another job? Very early on in my entrepreneurial journey, I was told that it was really great if you didn't want to work on Monday or Friday. You needed to block that out on your calendar and not work on Monday or Friday. And that sounded really great and groovy, but then it was like, oh wait, but I need to take this call and this call and this call. And so before you knew it, my Mondays and Fridays were not my own. Like, my week was a full week. So now I have Monday and Friday blocked off with the intent that the only things that are work-related that can be put on my calendars on Mondays and Fridays are what I choose to put on there. So for instance, I am a member of Growth Day, which is a personal development app. It's amazing. I should probably drop my affiliate link in the show notes. Note to self, put that in the show notes. Because I'm in there. It's Brendon Burchard's app. I'm sure he has other partners in it, but Brendon's the main face of it. There are other coaches and trainers in there. And he does a daily fire, and he also allows for community to do learnings and trainings for other people in the group. And you don't even have to be a member of the Growth Day app. You can register, and you have to put in your email and stuff and log in. Somebody on a live call just completely freaked out because it wasn't just a direct click in. Pay attention, people. People don't want you in their world without a little bit of info. And so every other Friday, I hold a meetup and I discuss energy healing, which is one of the main things that I do in the world. I discuss energy healing and clearings, and I actually teach the participants how to do it, as well as clearing heart walls for the people who show up live. So I do that every other Friday at 11 a.m. Central, and it's called Let's Clear What's Holding You Back. And it's important to me. It's a give back. It's almost like tithing. I have this gift and I want to share it. And so I don't mind working on Fridays for that. That's like, oh my gosh, wait, stop. I have to do this. Oh, I'm on a cruise ship. Nope. I got to do my thing. I can't go on shore because I'm doing my thing. I'm committed to it, and it's a give back. So it's something I love and I'm willing to do on a Friday. Other things, not so much. I implore you to decide what kind of business you want. Mine has changed many times since I started this journey. But freedom of time and location have always been important. So the question becomes, what is important to you? What do you want to set? What boundaries do you want to set? What systems do you need in place? What kind of delegation do you need? I've got a VA, and thank you, Lord, for bringing somebody into my life who will work on demand. And I send her a message. It's almost never last minute, do this yesterday. It's usually, you know, in the next 4 or 5 days, can you do this? And she can usually fit it in. And that works for me because I don't need somebody that often. I don't need that. I need some support, not substantial support. I'm truly a solopreneur with a little bit of assistance. So what kind of business do you want to own in 10 years? Do you want to be off on Mondays and Fridays unless you choose not to? That's a choice for you to make. The next point I want to make is small decisions compound over time. I was on a podcast yesterday. I was actually on somebody else's podcast. That's super fun. That didn't always happen, but I love it when it does. If you have a podcast, yeah, I'd love to be on your podcast and talk about my 12-minute method. People think 12 minutes doesn't add up, and it adds up over time. 12 minutes a day, every day for 1 year is 73 hours. When was the last time you invested 73 hours into one thing? Do the thing. You started a book. You talked about writing a book. Yeah, complete the book. Get it out there. Now you're the authority. Now you're the expert. Even if you write short books, I write short books. But you go on Amazon, you can find all my books. They're short and they end with something very actionable that you can do today to start changing your life. You want a podcast? Launch your podcast. Of course, I'm going to say Amplify You produces mine, and it's wonderful and I love it, and that's great. You want to start smaller? Perfect. Record it and upload it to your website. Record it and put it up on YouTube. It's free on YouTube. Right? Just start getting your message out there. It compounds over time. I went in and found my top listened to 7 podcasts. I dropped them into ChatGPT, which, if by chance you don't know, that is an AI tool. And I said, hey, review all these solo episode podcasts and come up with quotes of things that I actually say. Brrr, that's how I say it works. Brrr, and it comes down and it came up with 132 things that I said fairly consistently on those different episodes. So I'm creating content and it's compounding over time. Build a stronger network. Who's the guy? You know who the guy is. Who's that guy who said you're the sum of the five people that you spend the most time with? I'm finding that to be true more and more and more. And it impacts who I want to spend time with. So who's your network? Who are you hanging out with? Hang out with somebody who's doing something different than you are. Hang out with somebody who is ahead of you so you can watch what they do and how they do it. And then you get to decide, do you want to do that or do you not? What about a healthier body? I talk about the 12 minutes. What can you do in 12 minutes to be healthier? I can get on my exercise bike and walk for 12 minutes. I could walk down the street for 6 minutes, turn around and walk back the next six and be back home. Lots of options for 12 minutes. Oh, you're like, oh, but you know, I need groceries. Okay, great. Spend 12 minutes and order your groceries to be delivered. If you don't want to do that, when you go to the grocery store, I don't know how long it takes you to get there, but once you get to the grocery store, only shop on the outer perimeters. That's where your fresh foods are. Your fruits, your vegetables, your meats, your dairy products. It's all on the outside. If you're not going up and down every single aisle looking at everything in the prepackaged, preprocessed food, you're going to have a whole lot easier chance of buying things that are going to nourish your body in a healthier way. If that's on your list, it may not be on your list. I'm not putting it on your list, just if it is. And then you want a thriving business. What can you start doing every single day so that you're more visible, you have more authority? What can you do? And again, 12-minute increments, small things. People say, oh, I need to write an article, and they talk about it for an hour and they still don't have it done. Set a timer for 12 minutes. You have no idea what you can accomplish in 12 minutes until you start doing it. Invest in your future. What can I do today that the future Jennifer in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years will thank me for? One can be building an email list. If you're on a social media platform, that platform could go away at any minute. I have a friend and the social media platform shut down her entire group. She had been cultivating a private group for like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years. Thousands of people were in that group. She did not have their emails. Facebook randomly, arbitrarily and capriciously, because I like to say arbitrary and capricious, arbitrarily and capriciously shut her account down. If you build your email list, that's yours. That's yours. Recording a podcast episode. Recording a series about one thing. I've got a private podcast that's a series of meditations for different topics. I've got a private podcast that's my 12-minute gift, and you can get that at 12-minute gift. That's 12minutegift.com. You can get that there. And it's a series of three episodes that talk about my WIN methodology. Wire your brain for success, imagine your future, and what are your next steps? You can get that at 12minutegift.com. Then write a chapter in a chapter book, whether it's your own book or it's a compilation book. As long as it's out there and you're in a book, do it. That makes you the authority. Sometimes you need to have a difficult conversation with somebody. Maybe that's what you can do to invest in your future, to have that difficult conversation and resolve the issue. And sometimes it comes down to hiring support. What kind of support do you need? It might be in your business. It might be in your household. Maybe you need somebody to run those errands for you. I just saw a post and this gal said, I live in this area and I'm back and I can run your errands for you. Today I'm hitting these three towns and they were all like 25 miles apart. That girl put some miles on her car. And I thought, holy crapoli, if she were here, I'd have her do some things for me. What kind of support do you need? I heard once that if you're doing a big launch and you have a lot going on, meal prep is very important so you can just grab and go. But I have a friend who literally called the local culinary school and said, I need a dozen meals. Can you have somebody prepare them? And he had to pay for the groceries, but then the students of the school put all the meals together for him. So in his super busy week, he didn't have to. And he didn't have to pay somebody, right? He just paid for the food. So be creative. Think about what you can do now to build that longer term success. Because long-term success isn't about reacting to today's problems. It's built by making decisions that create opportunities for tomorrow. Whether we're talking about employee benefits, financial planning, or building a business, the principle is the same. Make decisions today that create freedom, opportunity, and abundance for the future you, because you want a future you. And remember, you don't have to do it all in one day. You can just do it 12 minutes at a time. I'm Jennifer Takahagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe. And get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.